Capsule. Here we open the capsule on several health conditions and concerns that may help you gain knowledge to better your well-being. How's it going, Nan?
Not too bad today. Startup spring, but yep. You know, still quite cold and windy. So, you know,
still feeling winterish.
Feeling blue.
All right.
How about you?
About the same. Although, I mean, as we're recording, I mean, it looks quite sunny. I don't know when we turned into weathermen, but yeah, I feel the same. Wasn't really springy.
Yep. About right.
But yeah. So what's been new with you?
Been okay. Had a semi-final last week for the kids, but unfortunately we threw away the lead twice in the game, and then we lost out in the penalty shootout. Which was very heartbroken for the kids, for me as well, but you know, for the kids more, because they are they're playing the games. I have went through a lot of heartbreaking situations in sports, so you know, I was used to it.
You built up some
lose so many times, hardly win, so it doesn't matter. But the kids, you know, they're a good bunch. But losing in penalty shootout is always very heartbreaking, like very heartbreaking.
Because it's basically going down to the line.
Yeah. And it's all a mental game at that stage. There's no skill anymore. Like, you have seen all the famous players miss the penalty. So, you know, it's nothing.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe next time they'll get them.
Yeah. How about you? Have you done any COVID vaccine in the pharmacy?
Just so happens today was the very first one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it went all right. It was a walk-in, so it wasn't booked in or anything.
Yeah.
So a little out of the blue, but we got through it. And that person is now fully vaccinated because that was their second dose.
Oh, okay. I see. So, yeah. That's handy.
It's one step closer for to all the, of us, I guess.
To the 80%.
Yeah. Which, I'm not sure if you heard, but the AFL Grand Final's coming over here.
Yeah, I don't really care. All I care about is next week is Vietnam's against Australia in football.
Oh.
Is it a World Cup qualifying?
Okay.
Yeah. Who's your bet on? I'm neutral now. I'm citizen of both, so can go.
Very wise, very wise.
All right. So I guess today we talk about electronic prescription. I think we mentioned in the past that we will talk about it, but we forgot about it. And then, and I haven't been working in like community pharmacy for a while, so sort of haven't had to use it, but I'm sure that you have to use it quite often now, since it's sort of become quite popular, like more common nowadays. So I might have to ask you a lot of questions about this to learn about e-scripts.
Sure.
So what is e-script, eh? E-script is basically a way that instead of using the normal paper script that we have been using for years and years, is everything on the cloud now or on the phone. So basically paperless. You don't need a paper for your prescriptions. There's two methods for it. Method number one is called a token, and method number two is called active script list. So let's talk about the first method first, which is a token. So how does that work? Can you tell me?
Yes. So basically, so it'll start off at the same place where you're at your GP, your prescribing place, and they'll say, do you want a paper or token? And because you're interested, you'll say token. We've had quite a few customers that they said they had no idea what that was and just thought, yeah, sure, I'll give it a go. It can sometimes be a bit tricky, especially if you don't know what to expect. So hopefully this will shed some light. So basically what happens is, instead of receiving a paper, like Nan says, you'll get an SMS or an email, and that will have a token, which will essentially have like a QR code that you can scan into the pharmacy. So you get that, and then you go into the pharmacy, you scan that in, and that enters the pharmacy's database. So depending on what it is, at the moment, they've only been able to do one token or one QR code per medication. So if you have 3, 4, 5 medications, then you have to scan them in separately for the moment. But from what I heard, they're trying to work on having one token have 3 items or however many you need. Just like you have on the script, sometimes you can have up to 3 items.
Yep.
So once that gets scanned in, then on the pharmacy side, they'll do their usual dispensing. And then if you get any repeats, so say blood pressure or cholesterol medications usually have repeats, once the pharmacy has dispensed it, you should receive another SMS or email, depending on what your preference is. And you'll get another one saying that will be your repeat script.
Yeah.
So it is important to note that it means your first QR code is essentially useless now.
Mm.
So if you, it can get a bit messy in the inbox of your phone if you've got each repeat coming in with a new text message. So generally I tell people just try and delete the old one once it's been used up, but making sure it's not linked to any other medication.
Ah, I see. That's very high tech, but what's happened if, you know, it is an older patient and then he or she, you know, try the QR code, but then like, can't be bothered anymore. It's just too much hassle. Well, can they still revert back to like a printed script or something like that?
So not partway through the script, but you can, essentially what I've been doing is, because that happens quite a bit where someone can't find where the repeat is. So with the program that we're using, I can send you the repeat, assuming that I did the last one. I can send it back to you, and then it will literally be the first text message that you will receive at the moment.
Yep.
So that's one way to get around it. But I would highly suggest that if it's really confusing, you just get a paper script from the doctor or ask them to fax one over to the pharmacy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what happened if, you know, someone's a bit being a bit naughty where they pretend that they lost the can't find the QR code, but they actually dispense it at another pharmacy and then they come to you instead?
Yes.
So what's going to happen then? Oh, you can't tell.
Well, it's happened. No, it's happened before. Essentially, you'd have, like you said, so someone will come in. Either they'll say they've lost it or they'll try and use the same QR code a few times.
Yeah.
So if it's, especially if it's something like a drug of dependence or like a one that they can abuse essentially, or they're just trying to stockpile, but they don't have the repeats for it. You scan that token into the pharmacy. It will tell us that it's already been dispensed. So.
Okay. I see. Smart.
We will go by that and say that, no, it's already been dispensed. We can't redo it. Even if we get told, no, it's not been done, we physically then cannot dispense it because it won't go to the next step once it's been scanned in.
Okay. So can a doctor send the QR code straight to the pharmacy, or it has to go to the patient first?
So initially I thought it was between the doctor and the patient. We have been receiving emails from doctors, more from like the local ones, and they will send us the QR code.
Yep.
So we've been using, you know, the program Trello.
Yep.
Yep. So it's just like an organization board. So essentially they can send it to us. And then once we use it, it gets used up as per normal. And then the repeats, if there are any, go back to the patient.
Yep.
Which actually, now that you brought that up, the program MedAdvisor, so the one, that app that patients can use to order their medication, it's kind of like a online app like Macca's or KFC, but for your scripts.
Yeah.
You can put your QR code on there so that there is literally no paper trail from that you have to hold or anything. And you can just send that through to the pharmacy
and then
pay for it beforehand. So you literally just walk in, pick up your meds, and that's it.
Okay. Might be a dumb question, but I'm sure it's probably not going to work.
That's all right.
What if someone have like, you know, McDonald's QR code, a KFC QR code?
Well, then we got to pull out the deep fryers and we got to start cooking some stuff we've never done before.
Yeah.
So, There but, was actually, this is a bit of a side story. I went to Carousel yesterday and there was a bubble tea place and they had the QR code where you check in.
Yeah.
But it was quite sneaky because instead of checking in the QR code, it was for their menu. So you just go up to it and scan your phone, but it would open up a menu as opposed to checking in. So it was quite sneaky.
Smart, very smart marketing. All right. So beside those issue that you mentioned just now with like, you know, one QR code for one drugs, is there any other current issues with this token model that causing problems?
The main thing is people trying to find their token in their inbox.
Yeah.
Because they're obviously getting texts from other people as well. And it can be a bit sort of messy, but I think they're working on trying to get it so it just goes back to the same thing. And then you just have to open up that same text message.
Yep.
But apart from that, if it like, if it goes proper, then it works quite well, very smooth. It's just more trying to keep on top of it. Yeah.
Yep. All right. And I assume that with all the token, it doesn't expire until like the script actually expire, right? So like 12 month or like 6 month for S8.
Yeah. And even with S8, so there's been plenty of S8s on QR codes.
Oh, okay.
And so they've said that if it's a QR code, you are to dispense it as if it's already been checked and validated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I suppose, I mean, unless you are like world-class hacker, you can't really send a QR code that generated drugs. It's validated.
And it's meant to be quite, what's the word, like encrypted and...
secure.
Secure, yeah.
All right, cool. Nice to know. So next time if I do have to log them in a pharmacy, I would know about the token model.
Yeah, it's quite handy.
All right. So the second model is called the active script list. So basically it's a patient control list of active script that are ready for dispensing. So basically there's no token, nothing whatsoever. Pretty sure patient just basically the access is controlled by the patient. Less risk of losing prescriptions. And I suppose like if you have a lot of medication, then this would work better than a individual token. So I think is the this system allow the patient to provide relevant pharmacy or doctors and other third party to access their personal list of active script that's ready for dispensing. So they don't really need to carry anything with them. They just rock up to the place and then just get the pharmacy to
access it,
and dispense it. But like you can make which one is available, which one is not available.
So the control is still with the patient there.
Oh yeah, definitely. Cause you know, still privacy and stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I don't know if you heard or you've seen. So you know how every month you normally have to send in the S8 report, drug report to the health department. I received an email this morning, something about you don't need to do it anymore from next month onward. Because apparently all your dispensing system are linked now to health department or some like live monitoring or some stuff like that.
Okay. So, I just sent mine off today.
You still need to send the August one, but then I think from September onward, you're good to go, I think.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You might want to check again, but seems to be the case. Or maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah. If I get fined, I'll say, no, my excuse is Nan told me it's all good. So, Don't worry about it.
So how do patients register for this ASL at the pharmacy? So patient will be able to go through an assisted registration process. So like it's quite self-explanatory. By the way, this thing is not out yet. It's coming out soon, like I think end of the year. So some of the information might change by that time. So basically, this process will involve a SMS. Once an ASL has been established for a patient, the SMS will be sent from the pharmacy to the patient who must then consent to establish the connection between the patient and the pharmacy. So once it's being established, then the subsequent doctors or pharmacy may seek permission to access the ASL from the patient in the similar fashion via an SMS as well. So patient can register this system either at the doctors or pharmacy, anywhere is fine. And then you have, as we said, you have all the control and, you know, make it accessible to the healthcare professional. It seems like quite a good idea because, you know, you can manage it quite well. But then for elderly patients who are not very tech savvy, it still might be an issue, do you think?
Yeah, definitely with that sort of case, we are seeing a lot, even just with the tokens themselves. Even today, I had an old lady that was having trouble with the e-scripts.
Mm.
She was trying to find pantoprazole 20 milligrams, but she kept coming across with 40 milligrams and other ones. And it would basically became that conversation of, oh, I'd rather just have a piece of paper that just it's there and there, and it's just easy that way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the other thing is it's a change, which it's never easy, especially if it's a big change.
Mm.
So, yeah, we'll just have to see, because even with the tokens, it's still pretty fresh. It's only come out because it was fast tracked because of COVID.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we'll see. Like, hopefully, like this time next year, e-scripts are just very streamlined.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite easy. And hopefully, with the ASL as well, it'll be quite streamlined by then.
Yep. Okay. So do you have anything else to add on? Because I think that's pretty much all the question for me regarding e-script, because I mean, as I said, I haven't dealt with it much.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward once it gets around to it. But probably add on as well that this is a bit separate. From, I think, the 1st of August, it was, you know, with CTG, so close the gap. So now that's all... what do you call it? It's like live connected to the database with their, what do you call it? Like, so basically everyone who's on CTG has to now get registered through the doctor.
Yeah.
And so if they're not, we could dispense a script that say CTG on it, and mm-hmm. it will flag and it won't get accepted.
Okay.
So that's just something new that... if it comes out, it's happened a few times where we've had to just dispense something at full price as opposed to CTG price.
Yep.
Because they haven't gone through that paperwork.
So everyone has their own their own code now. You can't just write the H like in the past anymore.
Oh no, as in they need to be registered CTG. Whereas before you could just write CTG, and we could even just like technically fraud a script as CTG.
Yep.
Under our name. But now it's like only if you're registered with the program of CTG.
Mm.
So they've started to track down on that a bit, because I think there must have been quite a few fraud scripts.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Thanks for clarifying some questions.
That's all right. Anytime.
If you guys have any questions regarding e-script, feel free to shoot us a message. I probably can't reply, but you know. Ishan can.
Yeah.
And we shall see you guys again.
See you then.
Bye.
All of the information provided on this podcast is for educational purposes only. If you have any questions, please see your healthcare professional.